Christian.
Sirrah, wait up.
Christian, hold up.
Neighbors, wherefore are ye come?
To persuade you to go back with us.
That can by no means be, for you dwell in the city of destruction, and sooner or later you, with that city, will sink into a place that burns with fire and brimstone. Therefore, good neighbors, go along with me and deliver thy souls.
What? And leave our friends and comforts behind us?
Yes, because that all of which you forsake is not worthy to be compared with a little of that which I am seeking to enjoy.
And what are the things you seek that are worth the leaving of all the world?
I seek an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away.
Where?
It is laid up for me in heaven, and kept safe for me there.
And when shall you receive this inheritance?
I shall receive it at the time appointed, as shall all of them that diligently seek it. Here, you may read of it in my book if you will.
Tush! Away with your book! Will you go back with us or no?
No, not I, because I have put my hands to the plow.
Come then, neighbor Pliable. Let us turn again and go home without him. He is obviously one of those crazy-headed coxcombs that, having once gotten an idea in their crown, cannot bear good reason.
Now, don't revile the dear man, friend Obstinate. Actually, my heart inclines to go with him.
What? More fools still? Who knows whither such a brain-sick fellow will lead you? Come away with me, and be wise.
Nay, but do thou come with thy neighbor, Pliable. There are such things to be had which I spoke of, and many more glories besides. If you believe not me, read here in this book.
Books! Who knoweth but what it is all a lie?
As for the truth of what is expressed therein, behold, all is confirmed by the blood of him that made it.
Well, neighbor Obstinate, I begin to come to a point of decision.
Being what?
I intend to go along with this good man and to cast in my lot with him.
What? And leave behind common sense and good reason?
Methinks that friend Christian here partakes of these things as well as you.
What?
Yes, so am I persuaded.
Dush, lunatics, the both of you. He doesn't even know the way.
Tell me, my good companion, do you know the way to this desired place?
Oh, yes. A man named Evangelist directed me to speed me on to a little gate that is just before us.
Where?
Over yonder meadow.
I see no gate.
There is no gate.
Do you see yonder bright light?
Yes, I think so.
We must keep our eyes fast upon that light, and presently we shall come to yonder wicket gate, whereat we shall receive instructions about the way.
Well, come then, good neighbor. Let us be going. Will you join us, Obstinate?
Of a certain not. I will be no companion of such misled, fantastical fellows as you. Back to my place with me.